That whole inflation thing? Well, that is soon to be in the soup. It's the business news headlines for Wednesday, the first day of September. Thanks for being with us, everybody. Ending enhanced unemployment benefits. Did it send people back to work? The war in Afghanistan has ended, and the financial cost was? We've got the numbers. Boeing just lost another customer. Some states will allow you to have your driver's license on your phone. Private sector job numbers have disappointed. We'll have those for you. The Wall Street Report, we've got that. And how Zoom goofs could mess up your career. For the interview, we're talking about the power of voice when it comes to advertising and marketing. My guest for this must-listen segment is Jeff Greenfield from Wide Orbit. No, it is that good. But first, the news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Tarot International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at NTPDA.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to September. It is the first day of September. Where did the summer go, right? I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful that you are with us again today. Well, let's get into it, shall we? The cost of eating soup is headed up. Reuters is reporting that Campbell's Soup is planning to increase prices of some products as it deals with higher ingredient and freight costs that are likely to plague packaged food makers throughout the rest of the year. Packaged food makers have been raising prices of their products in recent months as they wrestle with labor shortages and higher costs of wheat, corn, and edible oils. But it's not just what goes in the soup, it's what the soup goes into. The company plans to selectively push prices up to deal with potential jumps in raw material costs, including steel. Campbell looks to keep up the sales level by modernizing packaging and launching some new items. The message was loud and clear. Enhanced unemployment benefits were keeping people from going back to work. So, many states cut their unemployment benefits to push people back into the workforce. The question is, did it work? NPR is reporting that research shows most people who lose their benefits do not find jobs right away. About 24 states ended the federal jobless aid earlier this summer in hopes that would drive many more people back to work. But despite a record number of job openings, it didn't. Unemployed people in states that cut benefits early were only slightly more likely to find jobs than those in states that kept paying. But what did change was the amount of money being spent in local economies. In other words, ending benefits has a ripple effect across the economy. Economist Michael Stepner of the University of Toronto, who was part of a team that conducted the research, says that taking away their benefits is not going to send them back to work, but it will increase poverty and reduce people's spending. Economists at Wells Fargo estimate that once pandemic programs expire in the remaining states, federal unemployment payouts will drop from $32 billion a month to around $3 billion. And that decrease will have an economic impact. The researchers write that while wages and a new child tax credit will offset some of that drop, the increases in various other categories of personal income will not be enough to offset the hit from jobless benefits going away. Wall Street ended the first day of September mixed, and I'll share those numbers with you in just a bit. The tragic loss of life during the nearly 20 years the United States was at war in Afghanistan was grim and dreadful for families of service people, the civilians, and thousands of people killed during the war. But what might be the price tag of our longest fight? CBS News is reporting that the full financial tab is now just coming into view. Since the September 11 attacks nearly 20 years ago, the U.S. will have spent $5.8 trillion waging war in Afghanistan, Iraq, Pakistan, and Syria by the end of this year. That includes the interest on debt used to finance the wars. All of this, by the way, is from the Cost of War Project at Brown University. That figure includes spending to fund the Department of Homeland Security and increases in the Pentagon's base budget. That's money that Congress approves each year. The war's financial costs will continue to accrue for years, even now that the last U.S. soldier has left Afghanistan. Healthcare for veterans is projected to top $2.2 trillion through 2050, bringing the total costs to more than $8 trillion, according to that research. The manufacturing battle between Boeing and Airbus took yet another hit. The Motley Fool is reporting that even as Boeing has been attempting to come back from losses in 2019 and last year, Airbus continues to chip away at the U.S. industry. Most recently, Airbus won an important order from British leisure airline Jet2.com. That's a longtime Boeing customer. This deflection highlights how the U.S. aerospace giant isn't yet out of the woods. In recent years, Airbus has consistently maintained a backlog advantage over Boeing, specifically in the narrow body segment. However, the gap widened when Airbus bought controlling stake in the C-Series aircraft program, now known as the A220, and it expanded dramatically after the Boeing 737 MAX was grounded back in March of 2019. Recently, we shared with you the thought of putting your vaccination certificate on your phone so you could show others and not risk losing that small piece of paper. Well, now some states will allow you to have your driver's license and other ID on your phone. CNBC is reporting that 8 states will roll out a feature allowing users to add driver's license and state IDs to Apple Wallet for iPhone and Apple Watch to use at security checkpoints at participating airports. Arizona and Georgia are the first states to adopt the feature, and Connecticut, Iowa, Kentucky, Maryland, Oklahoma, and Utah will follow, though the company did not specify a timeline. The news comes just months after Apple said at its Worldwide Developers Conference in June that it was working on a feature with the Transportation Security Administration. The update is yet another step in Apple's plan to replace physical wallets and will offer more convenience to travelers looking for a touchless airport experience. The new ID feature will be available with an iPhone software update due for release later this fall. The number of private sector new jobs created in August disappointed economists. ADP reported that private sector employment rose by just 374,000 jobs in August. Economists had predicted there would be an increase of 600,000. The report, which is derived from ADP's actual data of those who are on a company payroll, measures the change in total non-farm private employment each month on a seasonally adjusted basis. Small business owners hired 86,000 workers, mid-sized businesses accounted for 149,000 workers, and large corporations added 138,000 new jobs. Once again, service providers led all other sectors with big numbers in the leisure hospitality arena. Those job numbers may have muted the markets as Wall Street ended the first day of September mixed. The Dow struggled all day long and at the bell closed down by 48 points, ending the trade at 35,312. The NASDAQ kicked it up a bit today, gaining 50 points to post a new record at 15,309, and the S&P 500 was basically flat, gaining just over 1 point to settle at 45.24, as losses in energy offset gains in utilities and in real estate. The NASDAQ was helped out by Apple, which gained as much as 2% during the session, but by the close was up just 0.5%. And finally, there is this. As you may have heard, Zoom conferencing numbers have started to come down as some workers move back to the office. But for some, goofs committed on Zoom calls ended their careers. 1 in 4 managers say they've fired staffers for gaffes made during the video or audio chats based on a survey of 200 executives at large firms by workplace collaboration software company Voipada. Zoom gaffes have ranged from unsettling to embarrassing to hilarious. Now, some tips for you to remember. If possible, keep your video off. But if that's not possible, make sure you're dressed properly for the business, and also make sure your background is okay. Stay muted until it's time to speak. Those tips could save your career. All right, stay with us for the interview with Jeff Greenfield from Wide Orbit as we talk about advertising, marketing, branding, and the power of the voice. It could well be a huge boost for your business. Marketing, advertising, the voice, radio, television, podcasting. Big stuff with Jeff Greenfield just a click away.